here at RadioFubar.com, we do have shows like Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, so you know that we're very gay friendly.
Yes. Right. So speaking of which, I was tweeting with them back and forth because of the main actor from Glee was found dead yesterday from a drug overdose. His last tweet was a Sharknado tweet.
Oh, jeez. No.
And I want to be remembered.
I was talking about how embarrassing that was, and then the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks account tweeted me about it, and we were just discussing it, and I tweeted them something like, pass the peanut butter and oven mitts, and then in parentheses, could you imagine how embarrassing that would be if that was my last tweet? And their response was, is it because of the content or because you tweeted it to a podcast named Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks?
That's something to think about. That kind of
I know. I was like, it's a 1-2 punch.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike, joined by Napier.
Hello!
Soon to also be joined by Drunk, however not yet. The phone number to call the show and be part of the non-stop action is 309-740-1430. Or you can contact us on the Skype at WFO Dicks. And your girlfriend wants to know if you got the pic she sent you.
No, I did not check my phone.
Do you think it's a dirty pic?
I hope so. Kind of like them.
Seems relevant to discuss.
You want to talk about the dirty pictures my lady friend sends me?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about the dirty picture lady friend sends you.
It's been a while.
Really?
I haven't gotten any in a while. Well, I mean, I get some, but...
Are they really dirty or just like cleavage shots with her looking up at the camera?
It's turtles. Oh, bullshit. Let's move on. So,
What's wrong with turtles? Why don't you like turtles?
The royal baby was born, Napier.
I just want to mention turtles is the name I call her titties.
We're all very excited about the royal baby being born.
No, we're not.
This broad was the daughter of two flight attendants. She was an art history major in school. She was hot. She met a prince. They got married and had a baby. And we need to give a fuck about her kid because it's important.
No, it isn't.
Because maybe in like 50 years... Like
after the really, parents die. The parents have to die.
Everyone dies. I mean, like if everyone dies...
Oh no, he's third. He's third in line. So really only three people have to die.
That's still a lot of people to die.
Not really. Three people die all the time.
I mean, when that happens, then we can give a shit about this person, right?
Mm.
Not even really then.
Well, he's not in charge of our country, so I don't see why I care. What's he going to do? Ban alcohol sales on Sunday in my state? No, he's not. Then I don't care, because I can still buy my liquor.
Speaking of royalty, we were declared the pod champions.
Excellent.
In the Red Show's podcast tournament thing.
Who do we beat?
Everybody. apparently.
Well, name them.
Every podcast ever.
Name and the last people we beat.
We were named the winner of all of podcasting. So what that means is, if any of you are to continue to podcast, you must ask for our permission.
Obviously.
Because we are the champions. And it's ours.
Nobody else can take it from us. We are the Highlander.
We are the Highlander of podcasts.
But who did we beat? I don't know who we beat.
It was It's All About Me and 7 Days a Geek were the other. I
pretty solid. I would say pretty solid matchups.
Yeah, it was like a three-way thing, and
oh, that's hot.
And you know, the thing is I really wanted to hate 7 Days a Geek guy.
Why?
Well, because I had to unfollow him on Twitter because, like, he tweets the link to his show about every 7 minutes, like, always. Day and night, it doesn't matter what time it is. I mean, if you watch the scroll thing on the live page,
yeah,
he will tweet every 7 minutes.
Well, not any of those 7 minutes. Are those?
Wow, he's not in here.
No, he's not in there at all.
See, look at me talking shit.
Yeah, you're talking mad smack the entire time.
There he is. 1 hour, 1 hour, whatever. But no, he just tweets a lot, and I wanted to hate him. I unfollowed him on Twitter because he just tweeted the link to his show like so much. But like, he was really nice and like really gracious and like was very complimentary and stuff. So I can't hate him now, and I'm gonna have to like very sneakily follow him back before he notices he was ever unfollowed.
Unless he listens to the show and then, you know.
I don't think he does.
Excellent.
I don't think anybody does, really. It creeps me out.
Well, those people are in the chat room.
I know, but I don't know. It weirds me out. So nobody tell him that I unfollowed him. I'm going to follow him back. Actually, and he was very nice and like I liked the guy now and I listened to their show and it was good. I'd never listened to it before because I was so turned off by this guy's tweeting, but.
Aren't we supposed to be the vegetarian podcast?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying this guy is really good. Go listen to his podcast.
You just put out some beef.
I did not. I'm going to play his, I already have his commercial in our break.
Awesome. Yeah. But how does that make up for you talking smack on him?
I didn't
before?
Talk smack. I said that I liked him.
You just said that he was an annoying tweeter.
He is. He's a really annoying tweeter. He would probably admit to being an annoying tweeter.
Well, did you ask him?
I don't know what the happy medium is. I've felt that 5 a day throughout the day is probably about the maximum.
Well, were they spaced out or no?
It seems like every 7 minutes. I timed it.
Really?
About every 7. I think he has a Hootsuite account.
A Hootsuite?
Hootsuite. It's Hootsuite, right?
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Hootsuite. And he just has like automatic things throughout the day.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
But I take back anything bad that I ever thought about him because he was really nice to me on Twitter this week. And now I'm going to listen to his show because now I'm like, I get very guilty. Like when I do bad things.
Well, Dorktown unfollowed us on Twitter.
No, Dorktown didn't unfollow me. Dorktown's wife, the producer Becky, she unfollowed me on Twitter because she opened one of my pictures in the grocery store, and it was pornography. And the woman behind her in the grocery store gasped at what she saw.
She probably orgasmed a little.
Look. If you follow the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program on Twitter, never, ever open any pictures we post, ever.
There will be pornography. You will see the inside of a lady's uterus.
Probably. I do tend to tweet pornographic images. I'm not proud of it, but like I follow so many of them that sometimes one of them needs a comment or something.
I will say this. We promise, guarantee, no shit pics. Can you promise no shit pics?
like pics of actual shit.
Or people eating shit or covered in shit.
I don't think that I would, but I did tweet a couple of weeks ago a broad with like 10 pieces of asparagus in her vag. So I can't really rule it out. Well, sometimes I see these things and I think people will think this is funny. And
shit
I don't
pics
really
are never
think,
funny.
Oh, maybe they're opening my tweets at the grocery store. Shouldn't you be shopping for groceries at the grocery store?
Maybe they wanted to see what you had your ideas on. Maybe she was trying to see what was in Mike's head. And what was in Mike's head was a nasty piece of vagina that she just showed some unwilling participant behind her. You know what? Fuck that lady that was behind her. She should mind her own goddamn business.
What are you doing creeping up and looking at somebody's phone? Fuck you.
Exactly. I should do that more often now. With somebody gas behind me. Hey, fuck you. Don't look at my goddamn phone, you nosy fucking cunt. Get at the back of
the
fucking
fuck
line.
Who the fuck are you, lady? Looking at my goddamn phone when I'm trying to browse pornographies in line.
That should be like giving the okay symbol by your crotch. Like you have to go into the back of the line like, oh, he looked at it. Get the fuck back, faggot. You looked at my dick. Get the fuck back.
Or like the broads that write like juicy on their ass and then get pissed off if you're checking out their ass.
Yeah.
There's words on it.
Exactly.
I have to linger a little bit longer to see what your ass says.
And obviously it says something juicy.
What? Jim in the chat, this show is why the First Amendment was invented.
I don't think it was.
You think that's what he had in mind?
No, I don't think Thomas Jefferson had this in mind when he wrote the Bill of Rights and all of his other musings on the world. Thomas Jefferson did not have somebody screaming the word cunt into the goddamn internet on his mind.
I was blocked by Roseanne on Twitter last week.
Well, she's a big broad. She can block a lot of shit.
Well, it's funny because she favorited the joke. So I guess she thought the joke was funny, but then she blocked me. And she tweeted me to tell me she was blocking me, but then she blocked me. I was really bummed out about it. But she did favorite the joke, so I guess she thought the joke was funny.
What was the joke?
Well, she told somebody to fuck off. I believe it was Tex Punchem, at Tex Punchem on Twitter. And she told him to fuck off. And I said that that would be a lot funnier if you imagine it being said by the baby from Look Who's Talking To. And she favored it. She thought it was funny, but then she blocked me. And I think she said that I was like some kind of stooge for Monsanto. I don't know.
Really?
The phrase she used, I had to Google. I'm not a very smart person. I don't know a lot of things.
You should ask Mark's ex-wife about that. She's one of those anti-Monsanto people. You can't eat Doritos now if you don't like Monsanto, because Doritos uses Monsanto corn.
Really?
Yep. No Doritos, no Fritos.
I was never a big Doritos guy. I don't really
Not
care.
Even the Cool Ranch?
I mean, they're okay. Like, if you have Doritos and, like, you say, hey, do you want some Doritos? I'll eat some.
The underside of my tits, like, the shelf of fat that holds my tits up, that's all Doritos. That is all Doritos right there. The fucking spicy nacho shit. Oh, my God. I've pounded down so many of those giant-ass Lutheran picnic-style fucking bags of those goddamn Doritos. It is amazing how much of my fat is made of just Doritos.
Do you think when Drunk said he was going to be 10 minutes late, he meant 10 minutes later than the 10 minutes he's usually late?
Well, he's normally 30 minutes late, so I guess we're going to put him at 40.
766 people signed a petition to make Party in the USA the new national anthem. They're trying to do that thing where they send something to the White House, and if they get a certain amount of signatures, then the White House has to address it.
I think they stopped doing that after the first, like, seven or eight.
The Death Star thing where they had to reply to that. So, Party in the USA. There's seven. I think that they should take that list, this drone strike thing that everybody's all worked up about.
Mm-hmm.
They should just take that list and just clear them out. Because these people are wasting everybody's time.
Yeah, but don't you think it'd be expensive to, like, get all those dudes, like, with drones? I mean, you're going to have to time it real good.
Hi, drunk.
Hi, drunk.
Why are you beefing, bro?
Damn, dude.
Ain't nobody beefing,
you.
Yo.
He called you on it.
Sounds like you were beefing 7 days a geek.
I wasn't beefing 7 days a geek.
That's what it sounded like on the radio.
I liked 7 days a geek. They were very nice.
That sounded like recant style. Like, oh, I wasn't beefing. I liked those guys.
No, and I was just kidding about unfollowing them on Twitter. Where's my phone?
Speaking of a phone, can I use your charger? You got one?
We need to do this now?
Well, we can do it.
We're in the middle of a show.
I mean, so it's not in the living room? There you go. What a nice guy. It's the same phone you got, dude.
Everybody, just hold on while I charge Drunk's fucking phone.
You don't have a hand crank. You're just plugging it into the wall.
By the way, Murphy and the Mercenaries win. Boom. Ha.
He fuck, Drunk.
He just won't let you have one moment.
Bomb.
I want to do like 3 minutes on the podcast challenge. I just want to be like, oh, so there's two shows. What did you think of this show? What did you think of this show? And which one wins? I mean, we could do like a couple of minutes on it.
Do you think
he should be the new Ryan Seacrest and just, you know, like right before the commercial starts?
Yeah, like go to commercial. Yeah. Build suspense. You're the worst.
I just thought dropping the bomb was going to be funny.
Why is that funny? That's awful.
Because
angry.
Because it annoys the piss out of you.
It's terrible.
And anytime you get angry, it's better radio.
Okay. We're going to edit that out.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
We've never edited one thing out of this show.
We're going to go back to, okay, so let's do Drunk's Podcast Challenge. It was Too Heavy to Skydive versus Murphy's Law and the Mercenaries.
I think it was just what Murphy's Mercenaries.
Murphy Mercenaries.
Ish.
What did you think of Too Heavy to Skydive?
They're okay.
What did you think of Murphy's Mercenaries?
They were slightly more okay.
And would you recommend these shows to a friend?
Ish.
And so
Too Heavy to Skydive from Alton, local guys.
What did you like about them? Was there a particular segment you enjoyed?
No.
So why are you passing them on?
Oh, well,
because they were slightly more okay than Too Heavy to Skydive.
Okay, so Murphy's Law and the Mercenaries wins?
Yes.
Are you sure they weren't just shorter than the other show?
No, both of them were actually under an hour, which I appreciate.
Congratulations to Murphy's Mercenaries for advancing in Drunk's Podcast SmackDown Challenge. Man, this segment's going great.
Every week is just a new gem. We make new friends.
Yeah.
It is just amazing.
So we have two matchups left, Napier.
God.
In the first round before Drunk continues on to the second round.
Well, let's stay on topic. Pod Cheese versus Weird Brain.
How is that on topic?
Because the lady unfollowed you for showing cunt pictures to the guy behind her.
That was Dorktown.
Oh well, I don't know what words are.
Pod Cheese, that's a friend of mine. I'm pals with the Pod Cheese guy.
Do you think you can get one of his wives to show like a naked cunt picture of some broad to the lady behind her in the grocery store?
Let's not talk about our friends' wives' cunts.
No, I'm saying you have a cunt picture on your damn Twitter,
and then
you have her show it to somebody behind her like, look at this.
Isn't this
awesome? I could never do this. This would rip me open like a turkey.
So I guess I was the one that talked about our friend's wife's cunt then.
Yeah, you did.
Drunk, do you know what time it is?
It's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
No, it's 8:23.
Central Standard. No,
Central only time. Central only time. There's no other time.
Foam's in the chat. Hey, Foam's.
What's up?
First,
he looks like a cross between Jason Mewes and fucking Kevin Smith.
Is he a long-time listener, first-time caller?
He didn't call.
Did you give the number? Did you need me
so
to
now,
give that?
So now we're going to critique people who join our chat's profile pictures.
That's yes.
We're going to talk about our friends'
cunts. I thought we were
gonna critique
vegetarian.
No, not our like friends' profile. Cunts. Like we don't beef. Talk about our friends' cunts. That's fucking rude. We talk about their wives or their girlfriends.
First question from Anchor Babcock of the Unfit for FM internet radio show.
Two weeks ago's winner.
If you weren't drawing in a vast amount of money from the podcast and your medical practice, what do you think you and your co-hosts would be doing for a living?
We would be garbage men.
That's too early for me, dude. You know what time you have to wake up to be a fucking garbage man?
Do they get up early? I guess
like
they do,
four.
Yeah. Oh, that's way too early. Yeah, maybe this is like a dream job thing. This is like what would your dream? It's veiled behind you know a joke, but it's like what would our dream jobs be, Napier? What would your dream job be?
I would like to, instead of shoveling shit every day, be able to take somebody else's shit and shovel it into a truck. No, I wouldn't like to do that. I would like to be a dude that samples blowjobs from whores.
From whores?
Yeah, they come
like high class whores.
Yeah, they come into my business, they give me a blowjob, and then I rate them on a website, you know, 1 to 10, and then I post that online for everybody else, and then they use that as advertising.
And you give them a lower back tattoo that says like inspected by number 52.
Yeah, or you know something along those lines. It doesn't have to be 52. It could be number 1 because I'm the shit. Whatever.
You could kind of guess what or give them a range of what they could charge based on
It would be
the
more
level
like,
of performance.
Think of like whiskey reviews or wine reviews. Like they come into my office, they give me a blowjob, and like you know what? I don't know. I just don't know on this one. I'm gonna give it an A, but I like significantly more tongue than what she used. Maybe she didn't know that. She was, you know, maybe she was stupid and didn't figure it out. I sent her a card beforehand. And you know what? Good effort all around. I'm gonna give her an A, everybody else.
I don't
A+.
Think that's a real job.
It should be.
Next,
why can't it
next
drunk?
Question.
Why can't it be a real job?
Drunk Gene dream job.
Don't shit on my dreams.
I think this is S Dr. Napier, not S drunk.
You fucked up the podcast challenge, so now you need to do 2 minutes on your dream job. Go. Next question from Mitch. I'm getting older. Are you available for prostate exams?
Well, it depends on what you want. It's more for me to give you a prostate exam than it is for, you know, you to come into my house and give me a prostate exam. I still charge
you're
for both.
You're a doctor.
Yeah.
You don't have random people come over.
I didn't say I was
and
a good
give you a prostate exam. That's not how the whole doctor thing works.
I didn't say I was a good doctor.
Doctor, I'm having this issue. Really? Me too. Will you check me out? That's not
why
how it works.
Why can't doctors do that?
You're a goddamn doctor. Next question from Matt Leroy. What's your go-to lubricant for sexy time? Spit. Next question.
Jelly.
Oh, I would say my sexy good looks because they get them wet. Unlike you. I'm awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Question from Indio Techno.
Yeah.
How big is too big for motorboating?
I believe most of them max out at like 350. I wouldn't say bigger than 350.
And then it would be tugboating?
Then it would be like a comic on like Saturday morning cartoons. Be like, this thing is barely above water and these two hippos are riding in it. What? Oh. Yeah, I've been digging in my shirt. And putting it on your table.
Digging in your shirt?
Yeah, my shirt
Why
has...
Why do you have things
Might as well
in
dig
your
in your
shirt.
Belly button, too, and put that on the
did
table.
Did you, like, do laundry with a bunch of, like, receipts in your pockets?
I think I did.
How are you finding things, like, throughout the... What is all this stuff you're finding in you?
Well, part of that's my belly
that
button.
That was his
lint.
Belly button.
Yeah, that was my belly button.
Why is there stuff in you?
There's stuff in my pockets. There's stuff in my holes.
I don't ever find things on me.
You're not big enough to be that way.
Do you not wear pockets?
Yeah. If you were my size, you'd find things in you all the time. You have no idea how many times I lose a lighter or a lit cigarette.
Lots of questions from Indio Techno today. Why Excellent. Is country music so crappy?
Because it's sung by meth addicts. And, you know, the...
I don't think that's true.
You don't think that there are country musicians
I'm sure there are some, but you're kind of generalizing.
Why can't I generalize? I mean, when 8 out of every 10 of them are on meth, I can generalize.
You think 8 out of 10?
At least.
I don't think so.
Really? Okay, how about this? Would you say most rappers smoke pot?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so why can't country musicians be on meth? Racist.
Yeah, a lot of alcoholics. Anchor's probably right. They're probably all alcoholics.
I would say 9 out of 10 are alcoholics. I'd say 8 out of those 10 are meth addicts.
In the nursery rhyme Three Blind Mice, they say, "See how they run. Are they telling us or the mice? And where the fuck are they running?"
Well, they're running all over the place. They can't see where the fuck they're going. But I would think they would see, we would be seeing them.
Yeah, I don't think they're blind.
Yeah, they can't see shit. I mean, I think he's just making fun of blind people with that rhyme. That's very insensitive
that
of you.
That is kind of a dick thing to say right after you say somebody's blind. Three blind mice. See how they run. That's
like making fun of a retarded kid for playing with a bouncy ball. Holy shit. Whoever came up with that is an asshole. You are a son of a bitch, rhyme-making asshole.
Who will be the new Batman in the Superman Batman movie?
Dr. Napier.
I'm going to go George Clooney. They're going to bring it back.
Because he did such a good job last time?
Yeah, with the nipples.
They're going to give him nipples again?
I think they're going to give him nipples and a huge cod piece.
I think they should bring Kilmer back.
Really?
Have you seen Kilmer lately?
Yeah, he's a little 100 pounds over Batman right now.
Bring him back. Just say, "Hey, Kilmer, we'll give you a year, man. Get back into shape."
Why can't they just dye the dude's hair from Thor? Just dye it black and call him Batman. Next topic.
My daughter is starting to notice boys more. How do I keep those boys the fuck away from her?
Cut their dicks off.
Start beating them up. You could, instead of beating them up, just beat the shit out of your daughter, then they won't want to come around.
Yeah, she's not as attractive. She's got bruises and feed her a lot. I mean,
yeah, get her fat.
And I mean, like, there was girls in, like, grade school and stuff that, like, you know, they had really awkward, shitty glasses and, like, stupid haircuts and stuff that, you know, were more like the let's just be friend dude. Yep. But then, like, you know, when they got into their teens and stuff, they got, like, super fucking hot. There was a lot of those, like, in grade school that, like, came out of their shell at a certain point. So you need to, like, keep your daughter from being any type of, you know, fashionable or...
Just make her into an unfuckable hag, and then you won't have to worry about it.
Give her big, crazy glasses and a ponytail, because that works in movies.
Always have cookies and cake around the house.
What was that movie with the broad? She was an artsy broad. She wore overalls, and she had glasses and a ponytail.
Not another teen movie.
No. And then they had the bet, and they were like, "Dude, you can pick anyone in the school and make her prom queen." And they're like, "Look, that ugly bitch has a ponytail. What a fucking bow wow."
It was some funny...
Of all the girls in the school, not a fat one, not a black one. They went straight ponytail.
There were two black ones.
That's it. She's all that. Bitch had a ponytail and paint on her overalls. What a nasty bitch. There's no way I can work with paint on her overalls. Oh my God. Disgusting.
And wasn't it somebody like... smoking too? Who was that? The broad in the movie. It was somebody like pretty big, wasn't it?
Maybe she was digging her nose, had period blood all over her pants. Maybe, you know, that could be a bigger challenge to get her to not be nasty.
So, yes, however you're doing with... I mean, you know, the Indio Techno, he's a happening guy, you know. He's 40, but he's still listening to The Point. So, you know, he's up on what the kids are doing. So, like, he's probably, you know, goes and, you know, buys his daughter, like, you know, some of the cool stuff,
whiskey.
No, like, what do the cool kids wear now? Drunk, you're kind of happening.
Oh, I Amber bet she Crombie.
Ha- I Grant bet Amber she Crombie has a shirt Fitch. That says swag on it.
I'm sure she does.
I bet she does.
And some shorts that say YOLO on the butt.
Right.
Yeah.
Stop that.
You know, if they wear shorts with the YOLO on the butt, they take it in the butt. That's how you know.
Buy all oversized boy shit. Get her some big boy shit and some crazy, crazy big glasses. Just obnoxious glasses. Even if she doesn't wear glasses, get her some clear ones.
Oh, and really tight bras to rein them in. That way they don't look, you know, big or nothing. That way, you know, you can't really get much out of them. Just looks like a fat broad with no titties.
From our number one fan, how do I become a drug mule?
I think it's one of those professions you fall into.
I mean, that she lives in Arizona, that makes it a little easier.
You think? Yeah, significantly easier.
Right over the border.
I mean, she doesn't really have to go far. I'm pretty sure you can go to Phoenix and just, you know, ask around. I mean, just find a homeless dude.
But you ask the wrong people. And
how do you ask everybody.
How do you find the right person, I guess, is the question. I mean, you walk around. You can't exactly, like, put an ad in the paper. It's just like, how do you hire a hitman? How do you even do that?
I'm pretty sure you can just ask random Mexican.
Okay, here's what you do. Walk around at 3 a.m. Do you see another person randomly walking around a city at 3 a.m.? Ask them how to buy drugs, because they're going to fucking know.
My ass has a large capacity to carry things. I guess. And then you go back to your audition process where they, you know, vet you by putting things in your ass to see how much you can carry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Follow-up question. What happens if I become a drug mule and the bag breaks?
You're going to have a fun time.
Yeah, you either get high or you die, right?
I'm pretty sure one happens before the other.
Yeah, like one, you probably get like super, super fucked up.
And then you die.
And then you either die or you don't.
But don't worry, those guys have their shit under control. I mean, you have one or two bags pop and somebody dies, that's your entire stash gone. They know how to pack you.
Like last UPS. Question from Dan Fernicase. I ran out of body wash and had to use my wife's. Am I a metrosexual now? If so, how do I fix it?
Well, first off, kinda. Yeah. Second of all, have your wife snail trail your body to get the scent off of the coconuts. You get the vagina smell on you, and then you can be straight again.
What's this body wash shit? Just get a bar of soap.
It's not the same thing.
You don't body wash?
Just get a fucking bar of soap.
It's not the same thing.
It is the same thing.
It's not. You put
it in your loofah. You get the bar of soap, you rub it on you, and then you wash it off. You're fucking clean.
Yeah, but then you can
get... I don't like the bar soap.
Yeah, it doesn't lather the same.
Do you have that faggy loofah thing? Do you, like, squirt the body wash on the little scrubby deal and, like, scrub it on you?
No, I just use my hands.
I use the loofah.
You squirt it into your hands, and then, but then you don't get like a scrub action. Doesn't it just wash away, and then you got to do more? Don't you waste a lot? It kind of retains the body wash if you put it in the little scrubby thing. Those scrubby things are only like a dollar, drunk.
Yeah.
Get you a
Why are you advocating for such gay devices?
I don't know. You know, sometimes you just want
but
to feel
I still
good.
Like the body wash as opposed to the bar soap.
It helps me get my taint. Like when I wash my taint, I like the loofah. It helps me get it better.
And that was S. Dr. Napier.
We'll be back in 6 minutes.
Titties. Can't find the off button. Good that we're doing this song because I've never really heard the words. Shakedown 1979. Cookies never have the time on a live wire right up off the street. You and I should meet. Junebug skipping like a stone, with the headlights pointed at the dawn. We're sure we'd never see an end to it all, and I don't even care to shake these zipper blues. We don't know
just where our bones rest to dust, I guess. Forgotten and absorbed into the earth below. Double cross the bacon and the board. They're not sure just what we have in store. Morphine City, slipping news down to sea. We don't even care. As restless as we are, we feel the pull. In the land of a thousand gilts and poured cement, lamented and assured to the lights and the towns below. Faster than the speed of sound, faster than we thought we'd go beneath the sound of hope. Justine never knew the rules. Hung down with the freaks and the ghouls. No apologies ever need to be made. Know you better than you fake it. To see, we don't even care. Shake these zipper blues, and we don't know just where our bones will rest to dust. I guess forgotten and absorbed into the earth below. Street hearts, the sound, urgency of sound. As you see, there's no one around. Dump-a-dump-a-dump.
I've never heard those words until now. I've listened to this song 1,000 times. No fucking clue what this guy is saying.
Hello there, Angry Ginger here, host of the 7 Days of Geek podcast. I see you are currently listening to another podcast. How about trying out another? 7 Days of Geek is a weekly comedy pop culture podcast that geeks out about all things cool, like movies, TV shows, comic books, video games, podcasts, and web series. Blah, 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 blah. Of course, this is a show that's loaded with just a little bit more than a dash of humor. Now look, I know the word geek might scare you away, but come on. Don't act like you don't geek out about something. We all do. We are the podcast that asks, what are you geeking out about? Come share your interests with us. You can find us all over the fancy interwebs. I'm over here. Do me a favor. Do the world a favor and jump on your desktop or finger bang your smartphone on over to 7 Days of Geek. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. We are there. Come listen. You can also find all the 7 Days of Geek present shows, along with this one, 7 Days of Geek, at 7daysofgeek.net. That's the number 7, daysofgeek.net. Geek out.
The Rockin' Comedy Show, the number one celebrity podcast in Las Vegas.
With Crazy J.
With exclusive interviews. Live bands. Comedian and some of the funniest songs you'll ever hear. The Rockin' Comedy Show, airing weekdays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Be there.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. The phone number to get a hold of the show is 309-740-1430. Or you can contact us on Skype, WFO Dicks.
I'm kind of hungry. You should make me a pizza.
Make you a pizza?
Or no, you could order one too.
Order a pizza?
Kind of hungry.
I don't give a fuck if you're hungry or not.
Should have came here when we were eating.
I thought we were friends.
Yeah, if you got here on time every now and then, you might get some fucking food.
I was here on time last week.
How'd that
go? No, on time is an hour beforehand.
Oh.
That's food time. I get here at 7 o'clock and I start making steaks.
So, Napes, did you see the thing about George Zimmerman saving the couple from the flipped over car?
Were they black?
They were not.
Everybody keeps asking.
They were not black. I'm sure as he was jogging up to the car, he was going, oh my God, please be black. This will be so great. Please be black.
I heard a conspiracy theory.
I'll save the shit out of these people. It'll be great.
I heard a conspiracy theory on why the truck passengers had to be white. Because it was a work truck. Oh,
ba-doom-poosh.
You're not proud of that joke.
No,
right?
That's a horrible
that's
joke.
Awful. Oh, I sent 7 Days a Geek a tweet and told him that I love him.
Yeah, did he send you anything back? Like, fuck you, bro.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he was online an hour ago. Damn, bro, he don't like you.
See, the good thing about Twitter is it's not like a friend request thing. So, I mean, like, I don't have to wait for him to approve. I mean, I already know that, like, we're cool.
Exactly. Is he still subscribed to you?
I think so.
Yeah, then that means he still approves. Until, you know, he wises up and everybody tells him about it.
Do you think he's going to be mad at me?
I would be.
You would?
No, I don't give a shit about Twitter. Absolutely no fucks.
So what should I eat for dinner after I leave?
What do you feel like?
I don't know.
Oh,
Steak and Shake, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut.
Steak and Shake's good.
All of those, they all sound
pretty
good.
Pizza Hut won't be open by the time I get out of here, though.
Yeah, probably not.
Roberto's would be open if it wasn't Monday.
There you go. That's good. That's good. We're brainstorming here. Yeah. Before we leave, we will figure out what it is that you should get.
Does anybody in the chat room have any suggestions? Ooh, some Wendy's. That pretzel burger looks
number one.
Phenom.
Oh my God, have you had one of those?
No, it looks
they're
delicious.
They're so fucking good, drunk.
Are they?
Seriously, leave now and go get one. Oh my God, they're so fucking good.
What's Steak and Shake? You must be from the South.
Is there not Steak and Shakes in the South?
No, it's really just a Midwest
seriously,
thing.
those fucking pretzel burgers, they're so fucking good. And like, I think there's like an illusion that it's like good for you because they kind of like put like spinach leaves and stuff on it.
Yeah. Is it like way smaller than
No, it's like a regular sized burger, but it has this big thick
well,
ass.
Well, when they showed on
awesome
TV, it looks like it's the size of your head.
Pretzel bun. Well, it's mostly bun, but it's fucking good, man.
Should I ask them for a double?
You know, I just typically get the singles.
And then get like a 5-piece chicken nugget. Spicy chicken nugget.
So you know.
They have Steak and Shake in New York. There's one right next to the Dave Letterman fucking theater, or what the fuck they call it. Ed Sullivan Theater.
So we do have a Hollywood Fantasy League update.
Oh, fuck.
The Grown Ups 2 finished with $79 million, a 19 Metacritic score. Oh. 15 points.
Everything Adam Sandler's in gets shit on now.
Pacific Rim, $68 million, 64 Metacritic for 44 points.
So that beat out Lone Ranger then, huh?
Yeah, by quite a bit. Yeah.
Ugh.
What's it called? RIPD opened and Turbo opened this weekend. Didn't do great. However, my third round pick, Only God Forgives, the reviewer for the Observer said that it might not be the worst movie of all time. However, there's no question it's in the top five.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, it made
$300,000 this weekend.
Looks like Denny's. Steak and Shake doesn't look like Denny's. Denny's is good, though. They got this avocado breakfast burrito. Fantastic.
I only like the Baconalia time.
Is this really what? Can, is this really what we're gonna do? We're gonna.
Do you
they
like,
have
do you like
shakes
avocado?
Made with bacon? How dare you disparage Denny's?
Are you guys fucking with me? Right? I mean, you said you had things. I hope your things weren't. Let's talk about avocado burgers at Denny's.
No, I don't like avocado.
Avocado breakfast burrito.
Yeah, I don't like avocado, so I wouldn't talk about it. Remember, you made me that avocado thing, and I didn't like it.
Avocados are nectar from the gods.
So, Napier, what you got, buddy?
Gun talk, probably.
Yes, gun talk. I have my concealed carry certification.
Nice.
So all I have to do is go down to the
so what did you
courthouse.
Have to do?
I had to
turn this into a story more than just like a statement.
Okay, well, I went to this course. It was at this guy's house out in Fenton. And I had to drive all the way
out.
Was
that a guy's house?
It was at a guy's house, yes. I had to drive to the guy's house. I was there with another guy from the military. And there were his two friends from church. I did find it weird. When we broke for lunch for a little bit, and they said, well, hold on, we're Catholic, so we're going to pray before we eat. And I just thought, Wait a minute. A whole bunch of people do that. Why are you emphasizing the Catholic part? Don't a bunch of...
So you went and had dinner at this guy's house?
Well, he was also teaching me the NRA basic pistol course.
So how many states is this good in?
I don't know.
Does this guy get like a food budget?
Well, we give him $100 and then we chip in for food.
Yeah, allegedly the one you need to get is like the Utah one. That's good in like 44 states.
The Texas one is also good in a lot of places, so is Florida. Ours, not so damn much. But I don't care because I don't really go anywhere. I live here, so.
Yeah, it would be a good one to get here.
Yeah.
That way they don't have to look up what states it's good in.
Yeah. But, they were also anti-vaxxers. From we were all sitting around eating pizza, and all of a sudden they started talking about how all the different shit you can get from vaccines. And it was really fucking weird.
So this just came up in casual conversation while you were all waiting to get your permit to...
Well, we were breaking for lunch, yeah. It was casual lunch conversation about what vaccines can do to you. It was a little weird.
Did they say anything about chemtrails?
No, just vaccines and
go hand in hand.
Well, the guy said that he was pissed off because none of these pediatricians would see his kids because none of his kids are vaccinated. And they all said, well, look, either you get your kids
vaccinated. That's kind of their thing.
Yeah, that's exactly their thing because vaccines keep your kids from dying from preventable fucking diseases. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about this dude bitching about how nobody will see his kids other than some, what he called a whack job hippie. When the only person that will associate with you is a whack job hippie, maybe you need to reconsider your fucking life choices, and maybe you're making the same decisions as the people you call fucking whack jobs. Look in the fucking mirror, bro. Look in the fucking mirror. But other than that, I don't really see the point of some of the stuff they had us do. Like, we had to shoot two guns, one semi-automatic, one revolver. We had to shoot 20 to qualify, and then we had to shoot another 50 to be familiar with the gun. So once you've qualified, you have to then burn another 50 rounds for no damn reason.
See, when I heard that story about Zimmerman, I was a little bit surprised, because like, I just imagined like for the next couple of weeks he probably wouldn't be out driving around by himself.
No, he was actually in hiding and then apparently heard a car wreck and went outside of his house to go help them.
Oh, it was like right outside his house?
Apparently it wasn't too far from it.
Oh. See, I just wouldn't think that he'd just be out and about. I would think that he'd be like on that, what's that show all go out to Albuquerque and they're in the witness protection program? I mean, I guess he wasn't
delocated.
I guess he wasn't a witness, but like, wouldn't he still kind of, I don't know, wouldn't they put him in that anyway?
Well, he's not a witness. So.
I mean, he didn't go back home. Spike Lee put his address on the internet.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't live there anymore. Which is going to be fucked up for the next person who lives there unknowingly. And have their fucking house firebombed.
So what kind of gun did you use for this training?
I used a 357 Smith & Wesson K-frame and a Kimber 1911 and 45 ACP.
Do you use your own, or do you...
You could use his, or you could bring your own. I just brought my own.
Oh.
I probably should have used his, and it would have been fucking cheaper. Because he had ammo, and he wasn't going to charge the going rate for ammo. Which was, you know, that was nice of him.
What'd you have for dinner?
Pizza Hut.
Oh.
Yeah, nothing special. I will say this, his, the ladies that were around there, they kind of had the school marm look. It was a little weird.
So the fuckable broads are the ones that go out and get the permits because, you know, somebody might be interested.
Well, they were older than I was.
They had something to protect.
Well, I mean, they had kids, so I guess, yes. Yeah, so. Napes doesn't make dinner for people who don't show up in time to eat dinner.
There was a contest that a radio station, I want to say it was in Oklahoma, but I don't remember.
Let me guess, you entered me into it.
No, I didn't. If I had known about it, I would have. Yeah. It was the... a contest to determine who is the biggest fan of Taylor Swift.
Oh, thank God.
And
please tell me it was a 45-year-old dude. Please, please tell me that.
And if you win the contest, then you get to hang out with Taylor Swift before her show. You get to, like, hang out with her backstage. You get good seats to her show. It's like a whole deal.
Please tell me it was a 45-year-old dude. Come on.
Make my
dream come true.
It was Reddit or 4chan or something got a hold of this local radio station's contest, thought it was funny. They found an entry that was a 38-year-old man who spent the majority of his essay discussing how he wanted to smell her hair.
Excellent.
And they decided that he needed to win the contest.
Obviously. Obviously he needed to win.
Obviously. And I mean, like, good for him, because then, like, you know, if he wins... Like, it would probably be supervised. He could, you know, smell a young girl's hair and maybe get it out of his system.
She's not that young anymore.
Before he just goes and smells somebody else's hair, you know.
Why can't he just go to a baseball game, just casually bump into Brooke? Ooh, hello.
So did he. Hi.
Or a movie theater or something, you know. Mm-hmm. So he won. He won by a lot. And they determined that the legitimacy of the contest was compromised. And so they just canceled the whole thing. So the poor guy did win, but then they canceled the contest. So he doesn't win.
It's shitty.
It's a bummer.
I'm a fan of the GOAT song.
Wouldn't it be funny if that dude sued and won, you know, a chance to smell Taylor Swift's hair?
Because they discriminated or something?
Well, I mean, they had a public contest. They can't just say the public contest is over unless that was written into the damn contest.
There was a chick on Charlie Brown early on. This was on Reddit. I thought it was funny. Her name was Charlotte Braun.
I had no idea.
She was a character in Charlie Brown who was kind of like the female Charlie Brown. Like, she had a lot of similarities to Charlie Brown. And someone wrote Charles Schulz a letter that said that they hated this character and wished that he would get rid of her.
Isn't Charles Schulz dead?
Oh, this was probably
a long time ago.
Okay.
And so he sent her a return letter that said, you know, that her death is on this person's hand, and at the bottom drew a picture of this chick with an axe in her head. It was pretty fucking funny when I read it. I was like, wow, that dude's badass. So what they said was that Charlotte Braun disappeared. She was never seen from again. But, like, a lot of her characteristics went into Lucy. And Lucy became a more fleshed out character.
So
kind of like Tori from Saved by the Bell. When they got rid of Kelly and Jesse, they just kind of combined them and made a new character named Tori.
I didn't watch Saved by the Bell. I had friends.
I hated Tori.
They got rid of Kelly and Jesse?
Yeah, but then they came back. They came back for the graduation episode.
Was this
episode.
Their like, college years or something?
No, it was like the last season of the show. I guess they got too expensive or something, and they replaced her with Tori.
Didn't she do that one stripper movie?
Jessie from Saved by the Bell? Yeah, she was in Showgirls.
Showgirls, yeah.
Yeah.
Could you see her twat?
Kind of. Well, I mean, like, you know, the...
NC-17
She didn't, like, you know, spread them or anything, but, you know, I mean, there was full frontal. Sure. Sure.
Could you see the lips?
No. Oh. She was shaved, though.
Well, that's not as fun. I mean...
Yeah.
I like seeing twat lips.
The only other thing that I can think to talk about, it's been a light week, it really has, is the thing this morning on Twitter. I was contacted by our friend from the Hanging Outcast, and he was asking for my opinion on Adam Carolla and celebrities that do podcasts and like whether or not they're like stealing our listeners. And I wish that Twitter gave you like more of like an opportunity to kind of spread out and kind of talk. So I didn't really understand what his point was. And I wish that I did so that I could, but from what I was gathering, he was pissed off that celebrities start podcasts because they're stealing listeners from real podcasters. I guess we're real podcasters and they're posers for doing podcasts as celebrities.
Well, in order to steal listeners, don't you have to have listeners to begin with?
Is Adam Carolla a real celebrity anyway?
Well, yes. Adam Carolla is a real celebrity.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, the thing is, and I wish that I could get like the full thing so I knew. So I mean, I'm talking about a point that like I don't really understand, you know, the other side of it. But from what I gathered, he thinks that like, you know, celebrities that start podcasts are the enemy because they're stealing all the listeners from.
Well, it's not like these people are listening to podcasts. They're listening to Adam Carolla, who has a podcast.
Well, and
it's not like they're going to listen to us.
That's kind
of
what...
Who the fuck are we?
That's exactly. That was kind of what I think that the more celebrities that do podcasts legitimize podcasting and bring in audiences.
Exactly.
Before... So, I mean, like, and what I said on Twitter was like, people that fall in love with movies, they go to like a Jurassic Park or like a Pulp Fiction, or they go to a big
Demolition Man.
They go to something and like they get really excited about like a big budget movie and they want to see more. And I mean, like, when you're a kid, you go and you see this surreal action and you say, oh my God, this is amazing. And you turn into like a cinema fan, and then, you know, you want more. And so then you go and you see, you know, you might dig into like, you know, art house shit. You might become a fan of like low budget horror movies. You might,
shows.
You see shit like fucking, you know, Akira, and you might want to start watching a whole bunch of Japanese anime. But I mean, like, you start with the mainstream, and if you become a fan of stuff, then it kind of trickles down and like people want more. And so they find the smaller stuff. They start going to, you know, smaller theaters that play independent movies and stuff. And so the only way to get those people is through mainstream media. I mean, you know,
yeah, either.
And I'm not saying, you know, oh, they're the great, you know, they're great. I don't listen to Adam Carolla or, you know, the whatever, but they are the reason that I started listening to podcasts.
Yeah. Before Joe Rogan and fucking, Adam Carolla, Kevin Smith, and a bunch of other people, before they started up their big name podcast, nobody could give a shit about podcasts.
Right.
I mean, it might as well have been ham fucking radio. Who gives a fuck about ham radio? I bet there are some awesome shit on ham radio. Name a celebrity that's into ham radio.
Right.
You can't. Nobody fucking cares.
And that's just it. Nobody's going to iTunes saying, oh, I should find a new podcast full of dipshits that work at Walmart.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not.
The Wallcast.
But they might go to iTunes looking for a podcast they heard about somebody they saw in a movie and liked. And if they like that and that hour's up, they might scroll down a little bit. And then they might scroll down a little bit more. And then they might scroll down 10 more times and find us.
Yeah, 3 weeks later.
But that's the only way you're going to find us, is if you're introduced to podcasting through somebody you've ever heard of.
And it's not like you can't see them when you go to Adam Carolla's show. They have a whole bunch of other shows that say, oh, if you like this guy, check out these five other people.
My point is, there's no fucking reason anyone should ever listen to us. If
and
you
they
do,
don't. Thankfully, they don't.
If you do, I appreciate it. And if you like what you hear, tell a friend. But, like,
don't tell them too loudly so
we're
other people
not
overhear.
Anyone that anyone should ever pay attention to. I appreciate that you do, but it's not really something that you need to do.
No. No, probably not. I would appreciate you slip it to, like, a friend in a class. Like, you hand him a note in secret, like, hey, check out these guys. They say faggot pussies. Nobody else says that. Here, put it on.
I don't feel like you should ever feel entitled to anyone paying attention to anything you do. If you do something that people enjoy, hopefully they tell other people. Hopefully they also enjoy it. Doesn't matter how long I do this. It doesn't matter if we do this for 10 years.
Mike,
we're not entitled to anything.
I would like to say, on behalf of both me and Drunk and Paul, who's not with us, we are incredibly impressed by the strides you've taken in your narcissism, and I would like to thank you for being strong enough to say to other people that they shouldn't pay constant fucking attention to you.
You know,
and I would seriously like to hear more of that.
You know he didn't believe a single word of that.
It's
it was
all,
coming
no,
out of his
it's
mouth.
It's all lip service. It all is.
He's just trying to be a nice guy.
I'm fucking genius.
That was his equivalent of being like a 16-year-old girl slitting her wrist slightly with like a Bic razor. I tried to kill myself.
We're the fucking...
No, people, don't listen to me.
We're the fucking podcast champions.
Mm-hmm.
Tell a friend, bitch.
Tell two friends.
If you know somebody who isn't listening,
call them
punch
a faggot.
Them in the dick.
Hit them right in the cunt. Muff punch
why
him.
Why is Paul dead?
Paul's been dead, bro. He's been dead.
We were playing...
That's what you hear when you play our podcast backwards.
Me and...
Paul is dead.
Me and Paul played some The Sims this week.
Paul is dead.
SimCity, I guess.
That was me. I'm trying to keep you from knowing these things because he's your friend and... I'm sorry you have to hear about it on a podcast that you're on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he used to be on, too.
Yeah.
He says he might come to one in August.
Excellent. Well, look forward to that in August, everybody.
So apparently people think that I'm Paul and Paul is me. We're one and the same.
You're soulmates. Bro, that means you need to touch penises. Become the Wonder Twins.
Yeah.
Escape the velocity of Earth and reclaim the power from your taint that is yours.
Nice. Alright.
Well, it's that time. I would like to see you all in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye. Thank you.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioQBar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at wfodix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at wfodix. Join our board at wfodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-K-E.
Because we like you.
This is the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
It played the wrong one!
Exclusively on Radio
Fever. Shit, I already played that!
You have no idea what the fuck you're doing.
You'd think by now I'd have...
God damn it!
Oh my god, what is going on?
Podcast gold.
Every time you touch that thing, you kill me inside.
I don't know what's going... Oh, I hit the shuffle button at some point.
You can't shuffle these.
You're a
these
fucking dodo.
You know, I turn the shuffle thing on, like, you know, when I'm using it in like my regular use.
You know, we come in here an hour beforehand and we set up all of these advertisements for all of our friends and we get them all in line.
Everybody, go check out 7 Days a Geek
because he's our friend and he should
be
your friend.
And I followed him on Twitter.
We all like him considerably more than other people should like anybody.
Did you figure out what you're gonna do for
no.
dinner tonight?
Uh-uh.
Well, we agreed.
Oh, Wendy's pretzel burger.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my god, those sound so good.
Hells yeah.
I'm going to McDonald's. I'm getting the bacon habanero burger.
That one was just okay.
Yeah, it's good. My dicks.
Yeah.
think we did enough show?
Some would say we did enough show.
Oh my god.
What's a good amount of show to do?
2 hours.
Now 2 hours is too much.
Well, I mean,
yeah, 1 hour and 45 minutes.
No, that's too much too.
When it's us, we're funny. When it's everybody else, that's just a little long.
Yeah, I personally enjoy us being us because we are us all the time, every day.
I like kielbasas.
So what are you gonna eat? You're gonna eat that little
pretzel burger from Wendy's.
Every time I go there, they fuck up my food. Last time I fucking went there, I ordered a spicy chicken sandwich plain. I went up to the counter, or I went through the drive-thru, paid my fucking food.
And then
food.
Bitches put mayonnaise on it. Those motherfuckers.
No, this time they didn't. The one time I checked, they didn't fucking do it. And this broad at the window got an attitude with me, like I was, you know, checking my food. And I said, hold on, wait. Let me check my food first. I check my sandwich. Sure enough, the one time I fucking check, it's right. And she looks at me like I'm a goddamn asshole. Mm-hmm.
This is kind of like...
I pointed right at that bitch and I said, look, you bastards get this right 2 times in a row, I'll stop fucking doing it.
This is kind of like when you go to a concert and like they turn off the lights and they go off the stage and like, you know, it's like, oh, the show's over. But wait, they haven't played their best song yet. And so, like, you know.
Play Freebird! Why didn't you play Freebird?
You know they're coming back. Yeah. It's like a forced encore. It's bullshit. And then, like, you know, they go off again, and it's like, we know you're coming back.
Yeah, but nobody's asking us to come
Nobody's
back.
Even asking for it. Nobody's asking for it. But hey, we're back, guys. Oh, we'll do a couple more.
We're just in case. Such fucking showmen. We will keep this going even after the lights are out. Listen, bartender, turn out those lights. We're staying here. I don't care what you say in this gig that we booked for, you know, the next 45 fucking minutes, assholes.
Let's do a 24-minute improvised jam.
And now, off of our new CD.
What, you homos gotta work tomorrow?
What kind of queermo has a 9-to-5?
Quit being fucking pussies.
There you go. That's like your catchphrase at this point. Mm-hmm.
I think that should be his catchphrase. We should have a drunk catchphrase.
You had a news story that you were all excited about.
Yeah, this husband is going to divorce his wife because the husband brought home these Oreos, these delicious fucking things of like
they were
cream,
double stuffed, weren't
double
they?
Stuffed Oreos.
They had a whole bunch of stuff in
the
them.
Greatest of all Oreos.
I prefer the single stuffed.
Well, this guy brought home the mecca of Oreos.
Get out of my house!
No,
turn off the mic. You're out of
the
here.
You disrespected
the single
this
stuffed
man's
or crushing the double
you
stuffed.
You disrespected his house in front of him.
All
holy
right,
shit!
Finish your story.
So this dude brings home these immaculate Oreos.
They're the same price for more stuff.
Yeah, but the stuff. Is not the best part of the cookie. The cookie is the best part of the cookie.
You're the only person in this country that thinks that.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
He only wipes twice and he prefers the bullshit cookie.
You lived near power lines when you were little, didn't you?
No.
Fuck me. All right, continue your story. So he wants to divorce his wife. He brought home Oreos.
He brought home Oreos. And this callous, heartless bitch... This wicked witch of a fucking woman. When you hear stories written about awful people and their women, you think of this person. What she did was she didn't eat all the Oreos. No, no, no. Eating all the Oreos is too good for this bitch. She ate the stuffing out of all of the Oreos and then placed the Oreos back. Like nothing had fucking happened.
See, I could deal with that. That's fine by me.
I don't know if I could deal with that. I don't know why should you have to deal with that? Why should you, as a man, have to deal with that?
Because I like the cookie. It's not about the cream. It's about the cookie.
Okay, well, it has your lady friend's slobber all over it.
Okay,
like a fucking dog.
You prefer the cookie. That's great. I mean, like if you had to choose, but you don't have to choose.
You can
get the whole cookie, or you can just have the chocolate part.
Right. The chocolate is the best part of the cookie, not the cream.
I think you're
but
wrong.
But are you saying that you like just the cookie better than the Oreo as a whole?
No, but I mean, if it was just plain chocolate cookie, I could still be down
with
that.
She ate all the cream and just left the cookie.
That's fine. I'll eat the cookie part.
You see, that's why you don't have a lady friend, because you're weird.
No, see...
Maybe nobody
that's
thinks that
like
way.
A good, that's like an understanding thing. Maybe like, you know, good old drunk, you know.
Oh, well, he'd
prefer the whole Oreo, but hey, if you just want to eat all the cream out of his Oreos, he's fine with it.
Hey, there's a broad opening up. You can get that broad, and then you can have the same, you can have the same Oreos.
Yeah.
You get twice the mileage out of the same bag.
Nice.
See, won't that be excellent? And if you feel like sugar, put some sugar in your milk. And
was there a picture of her? Did you see what she looked like?
Obviously, she looks like a person who only eats the stuffing out of Oreos, so who the fuck cares?
No, that's gross.
Yeah, that's
fucking nasty, broad. She should be fucking ashamed of herself.
She should be fired.
All right, well.
I come home and I find that there's going to be hell to pay.
Well, your lady friend makes you Oreos. And delicious treats. That
she makes like homemade Oreos?
No, she makes like homemade cakes.
That's not a thing.
She makes homemade
cakes. Homemade
Oreos
sometimes. Would be dope.
Well, yeah, they would be. See you in hell, faggots. Again.
We're already off.